And then you portrayed
Papa Joe Jones in the movie.
In the film Bird.
Bird, yeah.
Which was directed by Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, yeah.
What was that experience like?
Wonderful. You know, I went to acting school, so I had like 6 years of acting. But I didn't read for the movie. I didn't get a call to read. And when I did come in, I read something, and God said, hey, okay, next thing I knew, I was sitting behind the drums. So we played it one time, and Eastwood said, I heard you read for my film. I said, yeah. He said, why didn't you take the part? I said, because what I'm doing now is real. He said, okay. So they began to pay me. I had a Screen Actors Guild card already. So he said, who'd you study with? I said, I studied with Robert Giss. And I said, your ex-partner I met in Rome. His name is Richard Harrison. He and Eastwood did spaghetti westerns together when Eastwood first got saw. He said, you know, I said, yeah, I know. I said, I met him in Rome. And then while I was in Switzerland, they called me back and said, hey, man, we want you to come back and throw that cymbal. So when I went back, Clint Eastwood met me. He said, I want you to throw the cymbal and hit me. He said, hit me and put the camera right on your shoulder. So when you see it, it goes right into it. And I threw the cymbal, bap, one take, $1,500. I wanted to kiss him. One take. And that's the thing that you see. It's a recurring theme at cymbal going in. But that's the true story.
You played the Apollo.
Yeah.
And
Apollo Theater. It's one of the five iconic black theaters that were on the Chitlin circuit. You had the Apollo in New York. You had the Howard in Washington. You had the Regal in Chicago, the Royal in Baltimore, and the Philly Uptown in Philadelphia. Those were the five ones.
And Flip Wilson was an opener.
Yeah, I knew Flip. Flip was the opening act. Just before he got his television show, we flew in on the same plane together from the University of Miami in Ohio. You know that school. It's called the Cradle of the Coaches because a lot of NFL coaches go to that school. And he was opening for Nancy. And I was playing with Nancy. We came on the plane together. He said, I'm going to get you in the band, man. I said, cool. But he didn't realize, in fact, it wasn't up to him. You know, it wasn't up to him.